The 24 Harlem Middle School art students worked on the 24 ornaments for over a month in secret. The National Park Service didn't let the kids say anything about their project until the official announcement. So while the 7th graders spent afternoons crafting the state ornament, they spent their days dodging questions from friends.
I would have to make up a different reason every time.
That's Peyton.
I would just say art stuff and then kind of walk away.
And instead of having each student make an ornament, their exploratory art teacher Ruth Meisen says they decided everyone should work on every ornament. And Meisen said they decided on only using one design for all of them.
It's not just representing our school. How do we represent our state? So we agreed on going with the white oak tree as one of the symbols of strength.
The white oak leaves circle the green ornaments, and they have an outline of the state with the slogan, "Peace and Joy from Illinois," and a heart dangles from the bottom of the ornament as an homage to their hometown. The students' handiwork now hangs on a tree on the famous Ellipse of Presidents Park in Washington, D.C., just outside of the White House, along with 55 other trees representing every state, territory, and the District of Columbia. It's expected that more than 200,000 tourists could see their tree this year. And it was hard to imagine all of those eyes on their ornaments while the 7th graders were secretly decorating them months ago. Gabrielle says that part didn't bother them, though.
I thought more pressure was going into how many people we were representing.
Their teacher, Ruth Meisen, says only finishing touches remained for the ornaments by the time everyone else even found out about it.
It's just kind of like cooking a big meal. You've been working with all the ingredients for so long, and you get near the end, you're like with a meal, you're like, does this even taste good anymore? I'm not even sure.
After the many hours putting the ornaments together, Meisen said she wanted to make sure the students had a chance to go to Washington, D.C. and see the tree lighting ceremony in person. So they created a GoFundMe and started fundraising to cut costs for the families. Meisen said donations made a difference, and most students made the trip. Before the tree lighting ceremony began, they were whisked behind the ropes to see their tree first. Of course, they also moved some ornaments around and fixed a few branches.
We're art people, so we zhuzhed it.
And Meisen said she lit up when someone from the education department told her Illinois was their favorite.
It was a real proud moment because these are 7th graders who did those ornaments, and many of the ornaments were made by high school students.
And when the students saw their tree for the first time, well, Adriana said,
it didn't seem real. Like, I thought it was a dream, but it was actually really amazing to see them, from us just working on them in here to going to see them in front of many people.
Gabrielle said they even felt a little like proud parents to their 5-inch ornaments.
If you could imagine your kid graduating from college.
Then came the tree lighting ceremony. And just after that, Meisen said they ran over to the White House Visitor Center, where their ornament was also featured front and center on a tree.
That actually got me emotional seeing that.
Maritza says her class understands the significance of this opportunity.
When's another time that you're going to be able to be chosen to do this? So you just got to like take it and just be happy with it.
Now that the art students are back in Love's Park, they're finishing up a few leftover ornaments that they're planning to give to some of the people who helped support their trip. I'm Peter Medlin.